Hello, welcome to the English News of Pintar Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today May 3rd at the Square Family District, the Ministry of Public Security opened a martial arts shooting campaign competition to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Traditional Day of the People's Police Board No. 8. Participating in the qualifying competition in Group 8, Gangtan City has 9 teams with over 600 athletes belonging to the police forces of Gangtan City and the premises of Anjiang, Hougang, Baguio, Davin, Sokchang, Kingyang, Kamau, and Dingjiang. During the competition, athletes competed in martial arts shooting disciplines at places such as Fengdian Square, Military Zone 9 Multipurpose Gymnasium, Military Zone 9 Military School, Sokchang Province, and Shooting Airfield No. 31. According to the Inland Waterway Port Authority, Gangtan Department of Transport, during the 4 days of holidays on April 30th and May 1st, at the city's tourist piers, there were about 65 groups of tourists, with nearly 7,000 visitors coming to visit Karang Floating Market and eco-tourism sites. Tourists visit Karang Floating Market mainly. They come from Ho Chi Minh City and Eastern Provinces. Thanks to tightening inspection and management of tourist piers during the holiday, in the past 4 days, passenger transport activities at Gangtan Tourist Guap took place safely. Authorities have not yet recorded any case where the owner of the public dock causes difficulties for passengers. Nhân Nghĩa Kamun from the district has just launched a model for own people to participate in the production of aquatic resources in Sino through the use of toxic substance explosives and electric tools for fishing in the commune. The model was established to mobilize the entire political and social system together with the Hmong people to participate in the protection of aquatic resources and to fight against those who illegally use poisons, explosives, electric stimulators to attach fishery products in 14 hamlets, simultaneously organizing pigs for collection and treatment in the area. At once, they need to summarize and report the results of model implementation to help competitions to collectives and individuals for achievements in the task. The Standing Board for Natural Disaster Prevention, Search and Rescue of Bintuy District has just opened a professional training course on disaster prevention, search and rescue in 2022. The trainees are learned about model of activity and operation of the commune level disaster response team, some basic activities in disaster aftermath, instructing skills on pricing against stormy warehouse, overview of natural disaster and prevention activities, disseminating and propagating natural disaster prevention control, guide households in natural disaster prevention control, draw up sketches and maps of natural disaster risks to serve the task of shock forces to prevent and control natural disaster at commune level, some short rescue skills in response to construction collapse, as well as some basic first aid skills. On May 4, the 12 graders nationwide and free test takers will register for the 2022 National Essay Exam. This is the first year they register by a form of online instead of seat registration as annual. The Ministry of Training and Education said adult registration for any forms, test takers' rights were ensured well. Brief news. The Prime Minister assigned a target of nationwide health insurance coverage for more than 95% of the population by the year 2025, according to a decision dated April 29, 2022. Deputy Prime Minister Vũ Đức Đam inspected preparation for the 31st SEA Games in Bắc Giang, the cultural, sports and tourism festival for Khmer people in the southern will take place in the fourth quarter of 2022 in Sokchang Province. The Science and History Association of Rongtak Province has just launched Đức Sen Hồng Antiques Club, Bình Dương after 2 months of living with COVID-19 pandemic now stops announcing infection cases. Vietnam lost 2,709 new cases of COVID-19 infection on May 3rd. The national tally now stands as 10,659,358. In Kandahar City today, confirms 3 cases of COVID-19 infection. The song for the English News Control Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.